Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Something's going on with Stu Finer on Twitter, but I'm not sure exactly what it is. Let me he's upset.
He's still a finalist for the Pulse of the People.
Oh, I see what it is.
Isn't he?
So I tweeted out earlier today, if Kyrie goes to the Knicks, he's a lock for Pulse of the People.
No good.
Stu wrote back, don't F me.
Dude, if we're sitting...
He also wants to go on a world tour with me.
That sounds enjoyable.
He said I'm going to make $1 billion.
If we're sitting at Gotham Comedy Club, which is going to be a great night, the debut of our mockumentary, the great comedy, and the announcement of the Pulse of the People.
Yeah.
And we're announcing that Kyrie Irving won Pulse of the People as he's leaving the Nets, which I'm against, I've made very clear, that is going to be a brutal night for me. That's a brutal.
My
brutal
gut night. Is that Kyrie Irving is not going to win Pulse of the People. So that's just my gut.
Oh, I thought you were going to say my gut is Kyrie is not going to leave the Brooklyn
like
Nets.
It's a week from Thursday.
Yeah.
Right? So I think someone gets eliminated on Wednesday this week.
Right.
And then we wait till the following week, Thursday at Gotham. And that's it. We have ourselves a winner.
Gotcha.
Which means Rob Manfred will go into next week as a finalist.
If he survives.
If he's not eliminated
on Wednesday. If he survives
Wednesday. Yeah.
And remember, the day before our comedy show is the day that Kyrie Irving has to announce if he's exercising his option.
But my gut is that, maybe it's too late. I don't know.
What do you mean it's too late?
Like, maybe the votes are in. I don't know how that works.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I think you're right, because you explained that last week. Who is affected?
And we're not
that?
On the air June 29th, because there's a day game, Yankees and Mets.
Right.
So there you go. We are on the air the 30th.
So Kyrie's candidacy may not be affected by what team he ends up with.
I don't know. No, I can tell you right now, if Kyrie Irving's a Nick, I could see the committee being swayed by that.
Yeah, but you just said the committee's already made its decision.
No, I'm saying I don't know.
Oh, so they're going to change their mind now?
I have no
idea. So the committee's going to change the rules to appease Knicks
fans. No, I don't
know
that.
Even though Knicks fans don't even want Kyrie Irving. That's the funny part.
I don't know that.
Other than you, I have not met a Knicks fan or talked to a Knicks fan that wants Kyrie Irving on their basketball team, which is great news because you're not getting him, but you're the only person I've ever met. It's crazy.
Because I'm the only real Knicks fan in your life.
Only one.
That's right.
I talked to many Knicks fans.
Any Knicks fan that says they don't want Kyrie either doesn't know basketball or isn't a fan.
At Knicks Central is a diehard Knicks fan.
Well, Knicks Central, I don't know what Knicks Central wrote.
Diehard Knicks fan.
But I think it's a personal thing. It's not a basketball thing. You may not like the guy, and I get that. There's a lot of things he's said and done that would warrant you saying, I don't like that guy.
Right.
I don't want that guy around. But if it's based purely on basketball, you are not a fan.
No, that's not true.
I know nothing about basketball.
That's not true.
If you don't want Kyrie on the Knicks.
I kindly disagree with you. While I do agree that many people are making it personal, I think there are basketball reasons to stay away from a 30-year-old point guard who's had a tough time staying healthy when you're still in the midst of a rebuild.
Okay.
So
we're in a 30-year rebuild.
I completely disagree with the idea that anyone against it must be personal.
I'll just prove it. Basketball Jones is here.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, we've not talked about it, he would advocate for the Knicks to get Kyrie Irving. Good. Do you want him or not?
I wouldn't, but I think, Evan, one thing, you made a distinction. Oh,
excuse me, what did you say? Don't gloss over that.
No, I wouldn't. I don't want Kyrie Irving.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
I do not want Kyrie Irving.
Okay, thank you. I do not want Kyrie Irving.
Good night.
Basketball Jones has just said to his father, who he doesn't get gifts for, quote, I do not want Kyrie Irving. Yet another Knicks fan.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want the guy?
He's not a Knicks fan.
But the only reason I say that is because you can't, in this one instance, like this might be the one instance, there's no way to talk about Kyrie Irving just as the basketball player. Whether that's because of the COVID mandate, things he can't control, you cannot look at Kyrie Irving as a basketball player only, because it's not. He's not a robot playing basketball. If you want Kyrie Irving, you have to take the guy that comes with it. That's how it works.
It means he may miss half the games.
He's not going to miss half the games.
And the question I ask you,
silly.
Wait, he just did for my
because
team, jackass.
Of COVID. COVID's done.
No. There were 3 years. There were 3 years of him missing games. Okay?
Injury and COVID.
In year one was a shoulder injury.
Yes.
In year one, he was also bashing his own teammates. I wouldn't forget that
one. Okay.
He was right about half of what he said, but still. Year two, he took a personal leave and missed a few weeks.
Yes.
Not the end of the world, but he did.
Yeah.
Then he got injured in the postseason because Giannis has the biggest foot in America. Okay?
Yeah.
And then, yes, last year
COVID and injury.
Was partially
I can't
deny on
that.
Him, a lot on the city, and a lot on the Nets. Okay. But the facts are he's missed time. He's always missed time. And, yes, I want to bring him back. I've made that clear. It's the only
avenue
the Nets
have. Well, you have to bring him back.
Of course. Well,
yeah, we're in lockstep.
Yeah. How come the freaking organization isn't?
They're playing games right
are
now.
Are they?
I think they're trying to show that they're in charge and they're not.
I think you are right, but let me ask you this. On July 6th, whenever we come back and do a show, is Kyrie Irving on the Brooklyn Nets?
I think so.
You think so?
I don't want him to
be. I hope so.
I mean, if you ask me my legitimate opinion on it, I think it's Nets 1, Lakers 2.
Okay.
Knicks 3.
Now, you just said something that's so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's part of why I love you.
Yeah.
You said, I don't want him to be. I respect that honestly.
Yeah, I don't.
Why don't you want him to be?
Because I love his game more than most other players in the league.
And you don't want him on the Nets.
And I'd rather him play for someone other than my rival.
I respect that. Instead of the garbage we get of, trust me, the Nets have to move on from him. They have to. Give me a break.
They
the only reason people think the Nets need to move on from him is because you want the Nets to move on from him. Yeah. That he is the best avenue they have to winning anything. So thank you for your honesty.
You're welcome for my honesty.
And thank you, Basketball Jones, for your honesty.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's contradicting your dad.
We got a long drive home, buddy. And I'm not driving. We got a long drive home, buddy boy. Yeah. Here's Steve's in New Jersey. Stevie, what's going on?
Hey,
hi,
guys.
Steve. What's up?
Grew up in New Jersey. I live in Massachusetts. Been a lifelong Houston Astros fan.
Wow. Okay.
All my summers with my grandparents down in Houston.
Yeah, okay. Makes sense.
And I have a misguided son-in-law who's raising my 8-year-old grandson as a Mets fan.
Nice.
But tomorrow, my grandson on a plane and we're heading to Houston. I'm going to pick him up in Jersey now.
Right.
And we're going to the Mets Astros game
that
tomorrow
is
night.
Excellent.
Wow. So, first off, that's great. Have a safe trip and all that jazz. But is there going to be an attempt to indoctrinate him while in that cesspool known as Houston?
It will be the first Houston game I've gone to out of hundreds. I don't even care if they win. It's all about spending time and enjoying the trip.
I am deeply concerned for your grandson and him becoming an Astros fan, and I'm going to tell you why. I would not take my kids to Minute Maid Park, and here's the reason. They have a train in that outfield, and that train is so cool that I can see a young kid, especially with the dome opening and closing, the train going back and forth. I can see a young kid leaving that stadium saying, Dada, I'm going to root for the Astros. That would scare me. I'm very concerned, Craig.
Evan's kid has been bamboozled by trains, so this is real life experience that he's sharing with you.
Wait, hold on. Big Mac. You have two young sons. If we handed you tickets to the ALCS, Yankees, Astros, you'd love it. You'd be excited.
Yes.
Is there a part of you that would be concerned bringing your young, impressionable children into such a fall-friendly ballpark that has trains going back and forth?
Oh, you say right. If he took his kids to Houston.
Yeah, would
right.
that concern you?
That they would like the ballpark so much that they would end up being Astro fans?
Yes.
I suppose. Very
oh,
little.
You suppose.
Steve,
very
have a
little.
Safe trip, buddy. Let us know how it goes when you get back.
Trust me,
maybe
I'm
with,
right.
Maybe with Tommy, but little Maddie, never happens.
Okay, with Tommy, your oldest son. See, Craig, I made a good point.
If his kids are that quickly bamboozled by the shiny lights and the candy, that's on him. That is. Like, yeah, sorry, that's
you,
not him.
I know you don't watch Sunday Night Baseball, but last night the White Sox played the Astros. Trust me, it's not about the game.
Yeah.
You know how they mic a player?
Yeah, I love that
they
part.
They put a wire on a player.
Yeah, except when it's Mike Trout. It's been pretty good this year.
Right. I mean, does anyone understand what it looks like when the guy you put the wire on is Jose Altuve? I mean, it just, it right. reeked. I love Jose, but there's Jose Altuve.
Is that the first time he's had a wire on?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Like,
bang.
You're writing the jokes yourself. Why would you agree to that?
Let me guess. It didn't come up in conversation at all.
I don't think so.
Not even David Cohn said, oh, that's interesting. He knew exactly where to put the wire. Yeah, right?
Dude, the jokes are writing itself.
At least Beltran wasn't doing the game.
Right, can you imagine that?
We got that going for you.
Also,
right?
I got to hand it to Basketball Jones.
What'd he do?
Unless he's pulling a ruse on me, he sent me a picture of the gift he is supposedly getting you for Father's Day.
Okay.
And all I've got to say is wow.
Really?
Wow.
Wow.
He got a wow.
Wow, okay. In terms of expense.
Spent a lot of money.
Unlikely.
And wow in terms of he's going to love it.
Thank you.
He's going to love it.
Thank you. Adam. I appreciate that.
That
I
makes
really
the
do.
Beetle present for Big Mac look like child's
really?
Play.
Yeah. It's that good a present.
Right up your alley.
So good it can be late?
Yes.
Thank really. You, Evan. I really appreciate it. I'll remember this moment.
I'm being honest. I'm not doing you a favor.
Whether
I'm being
or not
honest.
You are, I'll remember this. Thank you.
Got no it. Problem.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
You're going to be so excited.
Does it take batteries?
I'm not answering any questions.
No, you can answer 5 questions.
Only if Sonny allows it.
Yes, no questions only.
Am I allowed to answer
that's
these
fair.
Questions?
You can answer that one
okay.
question.
Okay. It does not take batteries.
Does it use electricity?
It does not use electricity.
Do you use it outside?
I'm afraid that you're going to get this at some point, so I'm not going to give you
any more. No, that's a fair question.
Is that a fair question?
No, and he's the best clue player I've ever seen, so the deductive reasoning's on point. Don't give him any hints.
It's I can't not give an any outside
hints. I'm not giving any more hints. I'm done.
Is it
done.
An inside thing?
I'm not saying anything. I'm done. Not even going to look at you because I'm afraid that looking into your eyes will somehow give out hints.
No, I wouldn't get it from that.
It's a really, really good gift. Okay, bravo.
Is it sports related?
I'm not answering any questions.
Do I wear it?
Oh, my goodness. Not answering any questions.
Is it a blanket?
I'm not answering any questions.
Because that'd be a funny joke because, you know, I got that dopey cocoon blanket.
Oh, that would
it.
Be funny.
Yeah.
Today's lineup is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees.
I think it's a blanket.
You want to hear the lineup?
I think you just gave it away.
Do you want to know who's not in the Yankee lineup?
They got me a blanket. You're so
I didn't
funny.
Say anything.
You're the worst. You are the absolute worst.
Who do you think's leading off?
For who?
The Yankees.
DJ.
Correct. Who do you think's batting second?
Aaron.
Correct. Who's batting third?
Hmm.
Come on, the same guy bats third. This part's easy.
Hmm. No, they change it.
1-4 is pretty easy. Come on.
Stanton.
No.
Fourth.
No, he bats fourth. I'm not about third.
That's why I said fourth.
Yeah, fourth. Stanton.
Who did I miss?
Rizzo.
Rizzo, my bad.
All right. Batting fifth at second base.
Glaber.
Batting sixth at designated hitter.
Designated hitter tonight, I'm going to say, is Donaldson.
Correct. Batting yes. seventh in left field.
Gallo.
Aaron Hicks. Batting eighth in catching.
Trevino.
Jose Trevino. And batting ninth, Marwin Gonzalez.
All right.
IKF's banged up. I don't know if you guys know this, because Boone said it the other day. He's a little banged up. Will he play Monday? He's like, I don't know. Well, the answer is he's not going to play. But one thing from this weekend, and if you missed this, I really need to bring this to your attention. So on Friday night, Gerrit Cole was giving out a massage. Gerrit Cole was giving his close friend Josh Donaldson a massage.
How about that?
How about that?
How about enemies coming together with a single purpose and cause?
Yes.
Right?
It didn't look like a very good massage.
Was he using spider tack to rub it on his body?
Is it possible Josh said that to him? You know what would make this massage better, Gerrit? Why don't you throw a little spider tack?
Yeah. Yeah. That's nice.
They're buddies, man.
By the way, there's no reason not to be.
Yeah.
Right? You don't have to go home. You don't have to go to each other's homes. But when you're at business, take care of business.
So you have said to me before, and you've proven it, that you don't forget. You've said that.
I never forget anything.
You're a vengeful guy.
I'm very vengeful. I'm trying to be better about that.
Okay.
I talk to a therapist every week
right.
to try to be a better person.
Totally get it.
And not be vengeful, vindictive, and maintain a list.
All right. So you're all
but
of
I
those
have
things.
A list.
But you have all those things.
And if you're one of those people that have wronged me, I've still got the list.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for helping me with my point.
You're
now.
Welcome.
If
I get
somebody
back, every one of you, I get back. Every one of you. You know who you are.
If somebody took a shot at you
good.
In a way that questioned your ability to be great at what you do, which is what Josh Donaldson did at Garrett Cole.
Okay.
Would you forgive?
Someone publicly questioned
publicly.
Me.
I mean, Josh
said,
Donaldson.
Like, he's only good because blank.
Yes, and I don't
and
know.
And there's something untoward.
I don't know what the radio equivalent is, but Josh Donaldson questioned Garrett Cole's greatness and basically called him a cheater. Now, there may have been an apology, but again, I'm asking you, the vengeful, vindictive, you know what that you are.
Yeah.
If someone does that publicly,
okay.
Do you ever forgive them?
I need to ask you a question before I answer
it. Of course.
Is he right?
I'd venture to say he's not right right now.
He's
with
not
the way
right.
Garrett Cole's pitching, but that's up to interpretation.
I would never forget.
Okay.
Doesn't mean I'm not going to look you in the eye and go, hey, how are you?
Would you take a massage from that person?
Ooh, rubby, 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 rubby.
Would you take that?
But deep down inside, I'll get you back.
Okay.
One
so
day.
Garrett Cole's plotting his get back.
I don't know if Garrett Cole's that kind of guy. I don't.
Look into his eyes.
I don't know if he's that kind of guy.
What do you think?
I don't think he's that kind
so
of guy.
So you think he forgave him? All good?
I think he forgave him in the confine of, we're trying to win a World Series, doesn't do me any favors to be an a-hole.
Okay.
So I'm not going to be an a-hole right now.
Would you forgive, though, in that context?
I'm trying to learn forgiveness.
Okay.
I'm trying. I'm getting better at it, but I'm not good at it. There's some things you do that are just unforgivable.
Right.
So I'm trying to be
But
better.
There's a line of what's unforgivable. Is a comment
for sure.
Questioning how you've become a great pitcher an unforgivable comment?
I guess it depends. I don't know. It depends.
It depends. It depends.
That's definitely a tough one.
I
yeah.
get you.
Definitely a tough one.
But how about them doing a little massage action?
But here's the difference. If someone in radio took that shot at me and it became public news and fodder, and then Spike came to me and said, we're hiring that guy to be a part of your show. Yeah, that wouldn't fly. That would never happen.
But is that the equivalent?
I can be honest about that.
But is that the equivalent? Because here's the thing about baseball.
Yeah, because the Yankees reached out and signed the guy that publicly embarrassed Garrett.
They're not even really working together. You got 26 guys in a locker room.
You know the deal.
You're not going to like everybody. If it was a catcher, it's different. It's like, can Roger Clemens and Mike Piazza, could they have been teammates
down the World Series?
Maybe.
No.
But could Mike have caught him? Which I think he did in the All-Star game for one inning, if memory serves correct.
I mean, again, if the owner comes to you and says, guess what? You're catching Clemens.
Don't you agree there's a difference between being a teammate with someone and then catching them? Like, now you're working with
them. It's a little semantical, but I hear you.
No, I don't think it's semantical. You can be teammates with a guy and never have to talk
Listen,
to them.
There are teammates historically that hate each other.
Right.
But when the light goes on or the job has to happen, they do their job.
Right.
Right? I mean, famously, this radio station.
But I think that's different. I do think that the
Mike
and Chris
didn't
dynamic
speak to each other for over a year.
But that's more challenging than being the third baseman and a pitcher in a major league locker room.
Well, it's ego. It's stupid.
Right.
Right. Like, you and I have been on the air for, I don't know, a year and a half. We haven't had a single crossword. I did 10 years with Boomer. Not a single crossword. You and Joe, I don't think you guys had any fights.
No issues.
Not a single crossword. Right? So I don't get that either. But I don't forget. I never forget.
Never forget.
And I always get even.
Vengeance will be mine.
Vengeance will be mine. Yeah. I want to be clear about this. It's a terrible quality, but a great one at the same time.
Well, Garrett Cole apparently doesn't have it. Good for him.
Yeah. Well, good for him is right. Yeah, you shouldn't be driven by that. It's negative. You should let it go. It's the old, I told you, the Eleanor Roosevelt line. That's how you got to live your life.
Right.
Other people's opinion of me are none of my business. Except we live in a world where all I know is what people think about me. You suck. You're ugly. You're bald. You don't deserve to be there. I never listen. You suck. And on and on and on.
Yeah, you get a lot of, you know nothing about basketball. We don't want Kyrie Irving from Knicks
fans. Yeah, but again, that's
they hate
personal.
You they don't like you.
Any Knicks fan that makes a basketball decision, which is, we don't want Kyrie, you've exposed yourself
that's not true.
As not knowing basketball.
Craig, that's not true.
I get the personal stuff.
I'm not talking about personal stuff. I think it's fair to say I don't want to go after a 30-year-old point guard who may miss half the season, when instead I want to go after my future star. And I want to use my draft capital to maybe trade up and draft my future star. Or I want to wait for a younger, disgruntled star. Like, that is basketball.
Yeah.
And I think those are fine points to make. Not every single Knicks fan, and I know a lot of them are, so don't be confused by them.
Yeah.
I agree. Most of them are.
Yeah.
When Boomer's back, he'll make the point, and it'll be personal against Kyrie.
He's not
going to
want him. I guarantee he's not going to want him.
And,
right?
And I agree with you.
Yep.
And in his case, yes, and I think he'd admit it. I don't want him because I don't like him.
Yeah.
I don't want him because I can't. But there are valid basketball reasons for not wanting to go after him. That's the one thing I'll reject.
Michael Michelin hurt me greatly.
What'd he do?
Craig's not a Knicks fan. He's a sports megaphone blowing for whomever he feels will love him.
That's actually pretty good.
Well, I mean,
you're a sports megaphone blowing.
That might be true in some sports. I don't deny that. Let me add him to my list. as long as Kyrie stays in New York, I guess it'll have to make it work.
What?
Well, I don't want Kyrie playing for the Lakers. That would piss me off.
I want him back with the Nets.
That would bother me.
By the way, Knicks fans, you should want him back with the Nets. Don't you want to see us fail with KD and Kyrie?
Don't play that game.
As opposed to us failing by just falling apart.
Don't play that game.
Why? I'm playing the game.
Do not play that game.
Why?
Knicks fans don't want him back with the Nets.
What? Have
we respect his ability.
Root against him. Root against him like you have for the last 3 years.
I'd rather the Nets be a lesser team, which they would be, without Kyrie. Makes it harder for you to win a title. I'm not playing that game.
No, but Craig. And then when the Nets don't win a championship, you can come on the radio and make fun of how much money he makes and how many games he missed.
You're guaranteeing that?
It's likely.
No, I'm not playing.
You're likely going to get to have the last laugh.
Sorry.
So you should root for Kyrie Irving to stay in Brooklyn. And quite frankly.
And you should get Donovan Mitchell, too, while you're at it. We should root for that.
For the Nets?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That'd
Let's
be
do
great.
That. Yeah,
it'd be fun.
Let's do that.
Because then when they lose, we'll enjoy it even more.
No, what I think you should root for is for the Nets to call up the Lakers and trade Ben Simmons for LeBron. You should absolutely root for that. That'd be great. LeBron, Kyrie, and KD in this town. Let's
go. That'd be great. That'd be great. Yeah, I should root for that. Yeah, I'm not going to, though. Sorry.
But you should.
But
it'd be
not
fun.
Going to.
Look, we're not going to win anything. You know that. With the Nets, we're going to win nothing.
Uh-huh.
If that's not been proven yet, I don't know what will. We're going to win nothing. We're going to win nothing.
Yeah.
So why not watch us fail even more spectacularly as compared to letting Kyrie go? And I'll tell you right now, Loogie, and if you don't want to be here, take the day off. If they let this guy go, Sean Marks better come on this radio station.
He's not going to.
Well, you know what?
He's afraid
then
of
it. Then I'll tell you this.
He is.
Then I'll tell you this. If he's not going to come on with us.
Well, we don't. I mean.
Or me. Then I don't think we should have the Nets on our radio station.
I love that.
Maybe that should be our play.
That should be our play.
If he's gone, if he's coming back, we don't even need to put him on. Whatever. I don't think that many people will be that interested. If he's gone, you'll be interested. Trust me. It'll be interesting. But if they don't give us Sean Marks after they make a decision to let Kyrie Irving go, and Sean won't come on this radio station, specifically with us, or just me, if you happen to take an off day, then why the hell are the Nets on our radio station?
Well, I mean, you probably, now that you're Afternoon Evan, you can make that work.
Well, I'm making that comment now. I don't have the power to make that happen, but I think it's a fair statement to make.
You demand a meeting tomorrow with Spike and the architect, and you say, guys, listen, here's the deal.
Yes.
If that guy, Sean Marks, doesn't come on the show.
If Kyrie's gone.
When Kyrie leaves here.
Right, right.
Cancel the rights.
Or put him on. Because he's got to answer questions.
Yes.
How about a basic one, Sean? How the hell are you closer to winning a title, Sean? How are you closer?
Let's not get down that road.
How are you closer?
Tell me how
you got closer, Sean. How are you closer to winning an NBA championship
right now?
Sell that one to me.
Not that
I want to hear it. Oh, because you got freaking who back from the Knicks? Who? Evan Fournier's coming. Oh, we're closer now.
Oh, we'll get
Nerlens Noel is coming. Ooh, we're closer now.
Can I have him too?
I'm sure we can.
Yeah, you can.
I'm trying not to get agitated by this because nothing's happened.
You want Alec Burks?
No.
No?
I don't want any
Come
of you.
Come on,
I don't
we'll give him to you.
No.
We're happy to give him to you.
No.
You sure?
No.
All right.
I don't want Obi Toppin either. But RJ, we'll have a conversation.
Yeah, RJ can play.
We'll have a conversation.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.